Mike, a week or so ago, there was a congressional hearing, and we had the presidents of three of the nation's most prominent universities before Congress, and they refused to totally disabuse the comments that are being made on their campuses, some of the activists and some of the protests that have taken place, basically backing Hamas. This has created quite a stir. So before we get into that, tell us a little bit about what these three presidents had to say.
Well, it was a hearing by the House Committee on Education and the Workforce, the full committee, not a subcommittee, and they brought in Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard, Liz McGill, the president of University of Pennsylvania, which is also an Ivy League school, not to be confused with Penn State, and Sally Kornbluth, who is the president of MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which is not an Ivy League school, but it's a very elite school. It's a top-notch school. And they brought them in because there have been accusations that since the October 7th massacre and gang rapes by Palestinian terrorists in Israel, Jewish students have been hounded, have been having to listen to calls for genocide. And it was really to be a hearing on what they had done about anti-Semitism. And in fact, some of the worst answers had a lot to do with that, their craven inability to do anything about anti-Semitism. But in a way, Loman, it turned into much more than that. It turned into, you know, also on the stand were put the universities themselves and how they have become prey to diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is really a stifling, stultifying ideology and orthodoxy, and how they receive foreign funding from foreign entities that are really opaque, could be nefarious, about the new segregation on campus. It really became everything that the whole rot of higher education in America today was laid bare for the country to see. And it became a sensation. Not only has Liz McGill lost her job, the president of the University of Pennsylvania has had to resign. She and the head of the Board of Trustees, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Bach, B-O-K, resigned on Saturday after an emergency meeting of the Board of Trustees. But now there are increasing calls for Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard, to go. It just came out, the intrepid journalist Chris Rufo came out with substantial evidences of plagiarism in Dr. Gay's thesis. And this is something that Harvard has traditionally judged very harshly, plagiarism. The CEO, Bill Ackman, says he talked to someone inside Harvard who told him that she was only chosen as president because she met the criteria of the DEI office. And indeed, Claudine Gay has only published 11 papers. Whereas, for example, the president of the University of Arkansas has produced 150 papers. So she was picked to lead one of America's top universities with a very paltry scholarship record. And then I just want to drop one more factotum for you, Loman, and then I'll let you ask another question. Is that now I make my living out of watching hearings sometimes. I have to write about them, analyze them. They're very tedious affairs. They can be humdrum and boring. There's a lot of grandstanding. Not a lot of people watch them. This hearing has now had 1 billion views online. Billion with a B for boy. 1 billion views. That just shows you how tuned in the American people are as to what happened last week.
So you have all these people who are watching this, Mike, and what was really incredible is all three of them were pretty much using the same term, context-dependent decision. And I think the outrage is largely because it doesn't really depend on context. So how did they come about using this term and stepping into what has become a giant mud pie here?
They were asked this by Elise Stefanik, a congresswoman from New York, who is in leadership in the Republican Party. She said, does a call for genocide break the rules at Harvard, at the University of Pennsylvania, or at MIT? Does it amount to harassment? And that's when the three of them came out with that answer, that there is a context-depending decision. The question was, does calling for the genocide of Jews, and I'm reading directly, verbatim, quote, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate violate Penn's code of conduct or rules regarding bullying or harassment. So, end of quote, question mark. Obviously, the answer is yes. Genocide is getting rid of an entire group of people, an entire people. We have freedom of expression here in America, to be honest, to be clear, and we cherish that, and we want to have a robust debate, and I don't want there to be suppression of free speech, but calling for genocide is different, right? So whereas I can say things that you might find offensive, if I call for the killing of yourself or your daughter or your family, that is not within the defended within freedom of speech. That is a call, an incitement to criminality, which is a crime, it's actionable. So that's where they failed miserably. And President McGill, University of Pennsylvania, gave the worst answer. She smiled and said it's a context-dependent decision, sounding very erudite. And today she is no longer the president of Pennsylvania. Even the governor of her state, a Democrat, said that she had to go.
Even worse than these three presidents making these comments here, Mike, earlier this week, 500 professors at Harvard basically backed up their president. Does this not show you how deep the rot, as you put it, actually goes into our institutions of higher education?
Yeah, and that is the issue, right? I mean, they've been extremely hypocritical, and transparently so. Because you're saying there has to be freedom of expression. But, you know, if you misgender somebody, if you use the wrong pronoun at Harvard, you can get into a lot of trouble, Loman. You can lose your scholarship. You can lose your dorm, access to your dorm. You can be kicked out. You can be canceled socially by using the wrong pronoun. Actually, by using the right pronoun, because the pronoun for a biological male, no matter what he thinks he is he. And him, and his, not her, or not they, or whatever, or their. So if you use the right pronoun, but that's not the pronoun that the orthodoxy thinks you should be using, you can get into a lot of trouble. However, according to these ladies, and they have since retracted their statement, calling for the genocide of a people, the Jewish people, is a context-dependent question. And that just doesn't sit very badly with the vast majority of Americans. This is why they're in so much trouble today.
We have been talking with Mike Gonzalez, who is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. Mike, let's end up by having you tell us a bit about Heritage. And you've written on this subject and many others. Where can folks find that on the web?
Yeah, my last book was BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution. You can find that in Amazon. Heritage, it's at heritage.org. We come up with policy recommendations for politicians of all stripes and all parties, and we do that all the time. We try to expose what is happening. If there's an instance of bad governance or good governance, we try to shine a light on that. But it's policy formulations that is our strength, and you can find all of them at heritage.org.
Mike Gonzalez of the Heritage Foundation. Mike, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Loman.